This is Sunday morning. This is 8:30:20, and we're going to look at a word, the prophet's corner and cut. The title of this is You Are in Charge. You have always been in charge. I gave man charge in the beginning. This has never changed. So many today are looking to me to do something for them, and there are times that I do intervene, but I'm not pleased with that. I don't like to have to do that, because I put man in charge. See, God has given us the earth. He's given unto man. And he told Adam, you know, you name it and claim it. Basically is what he said. So he wants us to call it. You have always had the say. I said to believe what you say, not what I said, but what you say. Now he wants us to believe his word. But it's like what we were talking about with meditation. It becomes a reality to you. And you believe the words that you say. That's what Mark 11, 22, 23, and 24, that's what it says. Believe the words that you say. You've always had to say, and I want you to continue to say, all rogue situations must be brought into submission. If you have not taken charge, then the situation and circumstances have. That's having life in it. We can make confessions, but you sometimes make confessions for years and there's no life in it. Even though I think it's good, it renews your mind. But you've got to get the spirit side of it working with it. You can't, it's not just a fleshly thing that we do. If that were true, if we said it enough, it'd happen. You know why people get what they say in the negative? It's because they really believe it. You know why we don't get much in all the confessions we make is because we really don't believe it. For this time forward, declare no fear here. Yes, a fear-free zone. Say what you want, command it to obey you. At first, you probably won't see much change, but continue to do this and you will begin to see little by little every day, like a slow turn, to begin to come into focus. You must learn about how wonderful your words are and believe your words like you believe my words. When you begin to do this, what has been out of control in your life will start to come into control. It's much like training a child, willful at first, but by sticking with the discipline, they come under submission. Lord was talking to me about my body, about bringing your body into submission and to line with you and what you say, not what how it feels. The unruly situations and circumstances that you have put up with for years will become disciplined to your commands. You will see and speak like me, like be and like was. Like I said, with bringing the meditation into it, I can see a lot of progress. You've always been in charge, whether it's apparent or not. You've always had the say. No more giving in to fear and acting like a victim. You are a victor. All right. Wait a minute. I was going to read this to you. This is part of a petition that we made on 7/6/15 at 6:30 p.m. in the evening. Let me see the part. We started speaking about bringing our nation back in order right here. Jesus said in John 16, 23, 24 that we are to pray to you and that whatever we ask in Jesus' name, you give it to us. Therefore, we declare this day that we believe you have heard and answered our prayer. We believe Satan's evil plans of tragedy for America have been averted and stopped. We claim the spiritual awakening to God in America. Thank you, Father, for your great mercy and loving kind to us in granting our petition. Well, we're seeing this. We right up here, we claim their salvation. We ask that our leadership, civil and spiritual, will embrace Christianity and promote the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We proclaim your gospel is going forth unhindered in this nation so we may lead quiet and peaceful lives in all godliness and honesty. I mean, this was 5 years ago, but we're seeing it. This is a prime example of it right here.